Hey, Sarah here. Summer is fast approaching, and here's what I propose. A relaxed and simple summer that offers just enough structure to keep those long, sticky days from melting into chaos, and just enough fun to keep your kids asking for more. Also, fairy tales. Lots of fairy tales. I'm teaching a free workshop called 3 Simple Steps to a Fairy Tale Summer, and I would love for you to join me. Save your free seat at the workshop by texting the word fairy tale, all one word, to the number 33777. See you there. You're listening to the Read Aloud Revival Podcast. This is the podcast that helps you make meaningful and lasting connections with your kids through books. Well, hello there. I'm Sarah McKenzie, your host, and you've got episode 104 of the Read Aloud Revival Podcast. Today, I've got a simple tip for you. It's actually probably going to sound so simple, you're going to think this is not going to make that big of a difference. But that is why I love it so much. It came to mind again recently for me because in our premium membership forum, one of our members, Christy B., posted this. She said, a recent tip I fell in love with on the podcast is to put the children's books on display with the covers out. We've always had books everywhere, especially when there are toddlers underfoot because everything is everywhere. But I guess I forgot what it was like to be a kid at the library, seeing the covers, not the spines. Well, I decided I would try this no building required. I just set some on our wall heater and another wall space in our schoolroom. Our 7-year-old daughter was the first one up. They were the first thing she saw, and this is what she said. What are those? Why are they out? I told her we had those books all along, to which she replied, but yes, but we could never get to them. We can only see them. So, Mama, you don't have to buy a bookshelf or stock Pinterest or even mount a rain gutter on your wall. Just set the picture books out where they can see them. It's free, but it's a good lesson on how to create a book culture in our homes. So Christy posted that in our member forum, and then Kristen posted her very simple and inexpensive IKEA spice racks that she uses to display books face out in her kids' rooms, and she posted pictures. And then Courtney, our Read Aloud Revival community director, moved a basket of easy readers that had been sitting in a bookshelf onto the floor with a couple of pillows in the corner for an instant reading nook. And she saw that her kids immediately paid more attention to them. Instant, simple, and effective, right? Face out. That's my tip for today on the podcast. For just a moment, think like your child. Whether that child is 3 or 9 or 13, it doesn't really matter, right? When you go to the library, think about when you go to the library now or when you went to the library as a kid. Is your eye caught at the library more by the books that are shelved spines out, you know, like crammed in together with just their spines facing out? Or are they caught by the front-facing displays, the books they put on top of the shelves with their covers face out? Like covers are, they're meant to capture our attention, right? Publishers actually create covers with the intention of making them almost impossible to resist. So if you want to capture your children's attention toward books without telling them, go sit with a book, or if you want to just invite your kids to spend more time perusing books and you're wondering, gosh, you know, we have a lot of books in our house. Why are my kids never just finding a book and sitting down and paging through it? My challenge to you right now is to go to a bookshelf, pull a few off the shelf, and find a place that you can display them face out and see what happens. Don't say anything to your kids. Just watch what happens. Here's a few ideas for how you can do that without buying a thing. Because like Christy said, this worked really well for her and she didn't go Pinterest to see face out bookshelves. Or I don't know if you've seen those rain gutter bookshelves. They are really cool, where you actually mount a rain gutter on your wall and then just put your books in face out. But without having to do anything like that, Christy saw the results of this just by doing it instantly without buying a thing. So do what you can do like she did and display them on the wall heaters. Now, of course, you can only do this if you have wall heaters. I don't, so I can't do that. And also, you can only do that if you're not using the wall heaters presently because you don't want to put books on a wall heater that's on. But we'll post Christy's picture in the show notes so that you can see what this looked like. But basically, if you have wall heaters and you're not using them because it's warm out, then just stick the picture books on top. Use it as a little wall shelf. And if you want to see pictures in the show notes of how Christy did this, you want to go to readaloudrevival.com/104, and then you'll be able to see it. So another place you can display them without buying a thing is on the windowsills. This could be a really good morning habit, actually. You know, every morning as you raise your blinds, just grab a few books from a nearby bookshelf and put them on display in the window. You could do this once a week. You could change them out every morning, however often you want to. But I have a hunch if you make it a habit of regularly rotating books that are displayed in a windowsill, you might be surprised at how excited your kids are to see what's on display each day. And if you change them out every week or so, your kids are going to be so excited when there's a new book out. If you did it every day, it'd be that way too, I bet. Your kids would kind of go, "Ooh, what's on display today?" Right? And I'll go over and look at it. And if there are books on your shelves that your kids aren't paging through that are really beautiful, this is a great way to invite them to look through the books without telling them to go look through the books.
We'll get back to the show in just a minute. At the beginning of today's episode, I mentioned that what I propose for this summer is a relaxed and simple plan that offers just enough structure to keep your days from melting into chaos and just enough fun to keep your kids asking for more. And what summer wouldn't be much, much better with a whole bunch of fairy tales? Well, I'm teaching a free workshop called 3 Simple Steps to a Fairy Tale Summer. And here's what we're going to talk about. First, how reading fairy tales can make your summer easier. Yes, easier. We want to take things off your plate this summer, not put more on, right? Fairy tales can make your summer easier and more fun. I'm also going to share the fairy tales I recommend for every age and the tippy-top thing you can do to make sure your kids make delightful memories this summer. It is way less work and way less pressure than you think. The free workshop is happening live online on May 7th, 2024, and you can save your free seat by texting the word fairy tale, all one word, to the number 33777. And yes, there's a replay, so make sure you register even if you can't join us live on May 7th. Again, text the word fairy tale, all one word, to the number 33777.
Another way you could do this is just to find a basket in your house, put it on the floor, and pull a few books into it. I use baskets all over my house full of books. It's kind of my standard way of displaying books because it's tidy-ish. You don't have to put books back in order or whatever, but they are face out, or at least the front ones are face out. So a basket on the floor with an easy reach is a lot more inviting than the spines out bookshelf, even if that's on your kid's level. So we have, for example, a picture bookshelf in our house, a couple of them, where they are at the kids' level. Even my little kids, like my 4-year-olds, could pull books off of them. They just don't usually. But they do pull them out of the baskets, and they would definitely pull them off of a windowsill. Or if you have a fireplace hearth that you're not using at the moment because it's the wrong season, you can display them there. You can also just line up front-facing books against the wall. I mean, really, you can get really creative and try, if you're one of those people that likes everything tidy and in its place, Just think to yourself what you would rather have. Would you rather have a tidy, perfectly, you know, tidy space, or would you rather have your kids become engaged with reading? Because as far as I'm concerned, books are just a part of the home decor. Now, if you really want to get going with this, you could do things like add those rain gutter bookshelves. You know what I mean, right? We'll post pictures of rain gutter bookshelves in the show notes too. So that's at readaloudrevival/104. You can find them on Pinterest, but they're literally rain gutters that you mount on the wall to hold your front-facing books. Or you can do like our premium member Kristen did and use inexpensive spice racks. Those work as well. Or you can get baskets and just make sure there are baskets in most of the rooms of your house. I try and do that where I look around the house and try to make sure there's a basket of books in just about every room. So those are some simple ways you can take it another step. But my biggest challenge to you today, while you're listening to this podcast even, or maybe just immediately after you turn it off, is to go pull some books off the bookshelf and put them face out. on the windowsill, on the wall heater, on the fireplace hearth, simply lining them against a wall or on a table or anywhere you can do it right now. As soon as you turn this podcast off, go take some picture books or some middle grade novels, depending on how old your kids are, off the shelf and put them face out and see what happens. I would love it if you wanted to share your displays and show us what it looks like, either your displays or your kids enjoying the books that you set out, because I bet that will happen pretty quick after you set them out. And if so, if you post the pictures to Facebook or Instagram, tag me. I'm at Read Aloud Revival on both, and then I'll be able to see it. And you can also use the hashtag Read Aloud Revival, because there's lots of followers on that hashtag and we can all see your display, which would be really fun. And by the way, tips like these come up all the time in our Read Aloud Revival premium member forum. It's just basically awesome like that. In fact, one of our members, Kelly, recently said, "I would like to let this community on the forum know that you have made me a 10 times better mom than I was before I found you." And Michelle also said, "I can't even begin to describe the difference Read Aloud Revival premium has made in our homeschool, our family, and in my life." So I'm not kidding when I say that the Read Aloud Revival premium membership community is my very favorite place to hang out online. It's where I spend most of my time and energy online because it makes such a huge difference in my home, in my kids' reading lives, and in my own life, and of course, in our members' homes and lives and in their children's reading lives. In Read Aloud Revival premium membership, we know you're short on time, and we are focused on helping you spend your time where it matters most so that you can connect with your kids through books, so that you can teach from a state of rest, so you can fall back in love with mothering and engaging with your kids every day. We only open doors to new members a few times a year, and we're opening doors again for the final time in 2018. We're opening doors in August. That will be the last time we open in 2018. So you don't want to miss it. Head to rarmembership.com and request an invitation. That way you don't miss it when we do open the doors for a short time. That's rarmembership.com. I hope you join us there. Okay, so when you turn off this podcast, go to a shelf, pull some books off, put them face out, and tell us what happens. I want to know. Make sure you post on social media, you know, whatever. Post on Instagram or Facebook. Tag me. Use the Read Aloud Revival hashtag so we can find you. And I can't wait to hear what this does in your family. I think you're going to be surprised. I hope so. I want to hear about it. Okay, let's hear a little from the kids who listen to the podcast.
Now it's time for Let the Kids Speak. This is my favorite part of the podcast, where kids tell us about their favorite stories that have been read aloud to them.
My name is David Letman, and I'm 10 years old, and I'm from Grand Forks, North Dakota. My favorite book is The Would-Be-Goods by Ian Nesbitt. I like it because the would-be-goods always get into trouble, and they play the Jungle Book one time, and then they stuff a tiger hide over a table to make it look real. And I also like when books talk about other books.
What is your name?
Jonah.
And how old are you?
7.
Where are you from?
North Dakota.
And what is your favorite book?
Mossflower.
What do you like about Mossflower?
Because they flood Katir.
My name is Catherine Grace, and I am 10 years old. I live in China, and my favorite book that was read aloud to me is The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. And my favorite book I read myself is The Call of the Wild by Jack London.
My name is Caleb, and I am 8 years old. And one of my favorite books read aloud is The Vanderbeek Curse of 141st Street. And I had a dream that me and my sisters and brother were with the Vanderbeeker kids. Also, one of my favorite books I read by myself is Detectives in Togas.
What's your name?
My name is Jace Justolin.
How old are you, Jace?
I'm 3.
And where do you live?
California.
And what's your favorite book?
Moffat.
And why is The Moffats your favorite book?
Because that's Rufus and Emma, Jane Moffat, and because she says a very good dinosaur. It was tasty too. You know, that's why my book is favorite.
Hello, my name is Jim. I am 8 years old and I live in Toronto. My favorite book is The Night at Dawn by Mary Pope Osborne. And I like it because Jack and Annie get stuck in a little cavern thing where suits of armor are, and then they find a way out, and then a knight saves them at the end.
What's your name?
Dixie.
And how old are you?
4.
Where are you from?
I'm from Texas.
And Dixie, what is your favorite book?
The Turnip.
And who's the author?
Jam Brett.
Jam Brett. What's your favorite part about that book?
Where the chickens on top of the turnip, and the bears, and the people think the chicken pushed it, but it's really the bears.
Hi, I'm Mina. I'm 9 years old. I live in Altadena, California. My favorite book is The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I like Lucy because she is kind.
Hi, my name is Lucas. I'm 7 years old. My favorite book is The Lord of the Rings. What I like about it is that it's mostly action and battles.
Thank you, kids. I love hearing your recommendations, as always. Don't forget, you can check out the show notes for this episode of the podcast at readaloudrevival.com/104. And if you want to request an invitation for the next time we open premium membership, which is happening in August, go to rarmembership.com to ask for an invitation there. Until next time, go make meaningful and lasting connections with your kids through books.